I'm Dave Charles, and with me now is the new marketing head of Isibindi Africa Lodges. Her name's Lucy Cook, and I'm delighted to have you in the studio, Lucy. Lovely to have you on the afternoon show, along with Joanne Hayes, who is not supposed to be part of this interview, she said, but I know you're going to be joining us because that's what we do on an afternoon show like this. It's wonderful to be chatting about something that I think everyone in South Africa can be truly proud of, and that's the fact that we have some of the most magnificent wide open spaces, and so little of it is properly preserved, and the Isibindi Foundation is doing exactly that. But it's not just one of those conservation initiatives, because Isibindi Lodges give you the opportunity to revel in the best of the best that South Africa has to offer. And in doing so, not only do you get this magnificent, well, the power of the bush or the beach or the berg or whatever it is you're looking for, but you also get this five-star, maybe six-star luxury, the personal touch. It's very, very, very special, Isibindi. And, well, now there's a new marketing head. We're expecting marvelous things. Lucy, tell us a little bit about the job.
So, yeah, I started about 4 months ago, really excited. So I'm born and bred KZN, so I'm very passionate about KZN, and I actually never knew these lodges existed before this job, so I'm so excited to get the message out there. Three of the most beautiful, beautiful lodges right up here in our province, and then our new one in Zimbabwe, which is actually where my dad's from. So,
see, it's a bit of a tricky one, because those that know that they exist want to keep them the best kept secret, because you know, they are really special. And I think there's a bit of a fear that when places become so, you know, too popular, they get spoiled a little bit. But I don't think that's going to happen under your watch. You're quite right, though. Often the Isibindi experience is one of the best kept secrets in South Africa, because, well, let's face it, these things can be quite costly to establish. I'm talking particularly about, you know, the level of service and opulence you provide at your lodges. And often South Africans say, oh, they're geared towards the international market because that's where the money is. And I think that's fair comment. But we're also going to be talking about the fact that I know that you have specials for locals, and these are also the best kept secrets in town, but we're going to share them a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, so let's just talk about some of the lodges. Let's talk about the experiences. I've been to the Tonga Beach Lodge, which is off the charts magnificent.
It really is amazing. Mm. Yeah, definitely. It was the first lodge I visited, so definitely one of my favorites. All the way up in the Isimangaliso Wetland Park.
And you can get lost on the way there. I
did. You really
happily.
Can.
I was delighted to be lost. I'd love to be lost there for the rest of my life. It's so gorgeous.
Well, what I love to say about our lodges is that the adventure starts before you even get there, because it's only accessible by 4x4 for Tonga Beach Lodge and Cozy Forest Lodge. And then our other lodge, Rana Ridge in Tlutlui, it's about half an hour from the gate. So you game drive before you get to the lodge. So it really is an adventure-based holiday.
I've got to tell you something. That automatically, that kind of separates people into what I would call the right sort.
Yes.
Because seriously, I'm, you know, people that enjoy these things mostly, that can afford to run a 4x4, are really nice people. That's what I found.
Say, it's about the attitude you've got before you even get to the camp.
It's exactly like that. You know, I found that at the beach lodge, we went for a bit of a spin to the edge of Lake Sabaya to have a sundowner with complete strangers on the cruiser. We were all strangers when we started. By the end of the exercise, we were all best friends. It was just because so nice to meet like-minded folk.
And our lodges are a bit smaller as well, so you get to meet everybody.
Yeah, if you want to. But if you want to be completely isolated, that's cool too.
There's enough space for that
it's
too.
Entirely up to you.
Yeah.
So the beach lodge is, I suppose, for those that want to know what it is that they can expect to find there, it is in a very remote part of a very beautiful, it's part of the wetland experience, the Isimangaliso wetland, but it's beyond that almost. It's beyond the sphere and the control of the parks board or the public, and you know, it has a very communal feel to it, because the local Mabibi villages are heavily invested.
Definitely.
And you can feel it. They are delighted to welcome you. They've got a sense of pride and a joy. You know, this is, it's very special to be part of that.
So people actually come to our lodges for the location and they've heard about it. But when they leave, they talk about the staff and they talk about the food, because those are the two unexpected things that just make the experience so much better for them.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the snorkeling is also off the charts.
It is. I went snorkeling there and I saw three octopus in one dive, exactly like, what was that thing, my octopus teacher.
Yeah.
And we saw the octopus moving from rock to rock. It was unbelievable. I felt like a kid again, and I just want everybody else to have that same experience.
It's beautiful. And we'll talk about in just a while. I'm sure that you've got a special deal on for locals at the moment. I know that because Joanne prompted me.
You did not.
But let's move on to some of the other lodges.
So the other lodge is Rhino Ridge. That's in the Tlatlhuwe Umfolozi Park. We're a private lodge there, and we look straight into the game park, and we're heavily involved in rhino conservation there. So we've got about 18 rooms there. It's a nice experience. We do traverse all the same areas in Tlatlhuwe Umfolozi, but it's a different view of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was at one stage an article that we ran in the Life and Style magazine. Someone's ringing you. They're listening to you on the radio. They want to tell you how good you sound.
Lovely.
We ran a story about the Isibindi Foundation working very closely with I think the authorities that are looking at trying to bring under control the rampant poaching that was happening in I think that part of the country.
Yeah, so the foundation's involved in the canine unit, and we're trying to get more funding to support the canine unit as well. So these dogs are able to track down the poachers before they get to the rhinos. And I'm not sure if you've seen the news recently, but they have been successful in what they're doing. So that's a great initiative that the foundation is involved in.
Yeah, we're hugely thankful for that. And I believe that a lot of support comes from people that have been guests initially and seen what you guys are doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah.
And wanting to be part of that. In other words, becoming part of the solution rather than the problem.
Yes.
And I think that empowers you, because it's terribly disempowering when you keep reading bad news. Yeah. And sad news.
Another poaching, and it just carries on regardless.
Yeah. But now you've got a chance to do something, and then when you see the results of that, it's wonderfully cathartic, I think is the word to use.
So each of our lodges, we are involved in the communities. Because we are so remote, we try and partner with the communities that surround us. And we try and make a difference in each of those communities. We employ staff from that community, and then our foundation gets involved in any initiatives to uplift the area.
Okay. Now, your marketing office has moved to this part of the world, which is really super.
I'm just down the road now.
Yeah. So if someone listening to this wanting to find out a bit more about the Isibindi experience, I presume would be able to just literally pop along to Umhlali. It is Umhlali, the workstation.
Yes.
And there your office is situated, and probably best to ring ahead, make an appointment.
Probably best. Well, the best way to find out more is to go onto our website. We've just updated it, so it is looking good. So you can go and find out everything you need there, or you can pop me an email, marketing@isibindi.co.za. I'm happy to help. Or if you want to pop in for a coffee, come to the workstation.
That's what I was talking about. Good coffee, I believe.
And really good hamburgers. Make sure somebody put the kettle on.
Let's just talk now about the specials that are on at the moment, because it's winter. And for those that don't know, winter on the coast can be some of the most glorious weather.
Mm.
It's a little cooler than the blazing heat, but, you know, it's not. The sea is warm. And you get some extraordinary experiences, some beautiful sunsets, sunrises. It's a gorgeous time of year to be out and about. And I think because it's kind of off-season, it's a good opportunity for you to take a little bit of the pressure off in terms of the price point for South Africans, which is very nice.
Yes.
So yeah, tell us about that.
So in June especially, I know we're halfway through, but we still got 2 weeks left. I think it's Father's Day this weekend, isn't it? So we're running a Father's Day special at the moment.
Hey, so tell us about...
LastMinute.com. Yeah.
Yay.
She's looking for a nice gift.
No, just stop the car. If you're listening, stop, because it's going to be important. In fact, don't worry about stopping the car. It's going to go up as a podcast straight after the interview. So, you know, you'll be able to refer to it a little bit later on our apps or our website or all our social media platforms. We'll be carrying this interview, so all the info will be there. Carry on.
Okay, so it's at Cozy Forest Lodge, so about 5 hours up the road, so it is quite a journey. Like we say, the adventure starts before you get there.
And so it's not really 5 hours to get there. It's quite a short hop to get there, but then it's quite a slow drive through the park, which is brilliant.
Yes, so I'm talking about Cozy Forest Lodge. So this will be up in the wetlands. So you go straight up the N2, and then you have to turn off at Lilui, and then you go through the wetlands that way.
Okay.
So that's Cozy all the way there. Cozy Forest Lodge, yes. Yeah, and we're including a free full-day boat trip for all the dads.
Wow.
Yeah, so that normally goes for just under 1,000 rand, so it's quite a nice add-on.
So what is the special package?
So it's two nights at Cozy Forest Lodge for you and your family, or just you and your wife if you want to spoil the dad, take him away from the kids. And then it's our SADC rates, so they are discounted rates for South African residents, and then it's the free boat trip as well.
Fantastic. And if you want to find out exactly what those rates entail, pop online. Or make an appointment for a cup of coffee. Isivindi, remember the name. Isivindi, it means courage.
It does mean courage, yes.
Dave, I wonder if I could just say something.
Let's just have you on microphone, then it'll be easier.
Just something I wanted to make a point about.
This is Joanne Hayes, by the way, folks. She's a PR superb. Supreme.
Thank you.
You want to get on radio, speak
later.
To Joanne.
I'll pay you later. No, I just think, something that you pointed out at the beginning of the interview, and I think that it's really important for people who are listening to know, is that during the whole COVID time and during lockdown, South Africans, as we know, were desperate to travel. And we did not have any international tourists.
Yeah.
And I think, why we've done these SADC specials and why a lot of people have done the same is that we really value, we've learned to value and treasure our South African residents so much more. Not that we didn't before, but I think the value is that if you don't have people in your own country traveling and supporting you, who knows when something like this could happen again. So we have been incredibly grateful for the support that we've had from South Africans and in this part of the world, from especially up country, the Johannesburg crowd and people from up there. It's only 4 or 5 hours away. So while you're talking about the fabulous winter weather here, which we all love, they love it more because Joburg really. So I think the local market is something that we really appreciate, and we'd like South Africans and locals to really take.
It's
more
a strong
advantage.
Market. I've got to tell you something that a lot of folk from here
blown away
because this is coast, it's the beach and all that.
Yeah,
but it's very, very, very different to experiencing, for example, the beach at the Tonga area.
Yeah, this is
escape. When I was there, were so many folk from this area, from this very north coast, little purple patch along the north coast, that appreciate the fact that it is pristine wilderness, and you don't see coastline like that often. You don't get a chance to.
No.
And that's some.
And no airfares involved. How fab is that?
Again, a huge attraction because it's tough to travel overseas. Yeah. And
even locally, it's tough to travel at the moment.
Well, I think it's becoming tougher by the second. Hey? Yeah. Are there any airplanes still flying? I just checked. Last time I looked out the window, there was nothing. So there it is. It's an opportunity to experience wild Africa in the most exquisite locations, the kind of experience that will live with you for a lifetime. You'll definitely want to go back time and again. Remember the name Isibindi, the Isibindi Africa Lodges. Lovely to know that the marketing hub is right here in the heart of the North Coast. And very, very nice to meet Lucy Cook, the new marketing head of Isibindi Africa, and Joanne Hayes, PR supreme to the rich and famous. You're welcome anytime. Been on the afternoon show. And as I said, this is going up as a podcast momentarily. Thanks so much for joining
me. Thank you so much for having us.
Here's Freshly Grounded.